Is there anything smaller than a hill that's still an elevation?
Yeah, could be a mound.
All right, now, a mound is smaller than a hill.
Mm-hmm.
Is a mound natural like a hill?
Most of them are.
All right.
Of course, there's some Indian mounds that were made by the Indians.
All right, then, even bigger than a hill is a...
mountain.
All right. If you are driving along a mountain and you look down off to the side, you would be looking probably down a steep, rocky
cliff.
All right. A place where boats stop and unload their freight is a
dock.
What are some kinds of roads in this area according to what they're made of?
Well, country roads are sometimes just dirt roads, or they could be gravel roads, or they could be blacktop asphalt.
Blacktop and asphalt are the
mm-hmm.
same.
Or they could be concreted.
All right. And when they're making a blacktop, one of the things they put in it is a black sticky substance.
Tar.
All right. Do you know any terms for neighborhood roads? Suppose they're just a little road that didn't go anywhere, but it was just around in a certain neighborhood.
Yeah, we just call them country roads.
A country road?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. What about a little road of some sort up from the public road back to the house?
You mean you want to know what they call it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, just a little private road.
All right. In town, this would be known as the little road up to the house from the street is the...
driveway.
All right. When you go to town, you walk on a...
sidewalk.
All right. What do they call this little strip of grass out there between the sidewalk and the street?
I don't know. What do they call it?
Pardon me. Took a mouthful at the wrong time. Did you ever hit call a parking strip? A grass strip?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a grass strip?
Grass strip.
All right, fine. On a farm, the way you get from a barn out to the pasture is by means of the... talking about roads still. Would this be a road or perhaps a path? Or
well, it depends on whether you're going horseback or whether you're going in a wagon. If you're going in a wagon, it would have to be just a dirt road.
I see.
And if you're going horseback, it probably would be just a path.
Right, now, a path would be something you could ride a horse on but not take a car over.
That's right. Path is narrow. You could walk it or horseback it.
All right. A man yesterday talked to me about a cow path.
Yes.
He talked.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Well, a cow path is just the path that the cows have made coming from the field back to the barn.
He says they always walk in the same place.
Mm-hmm. And finally they make the path.
I didn't know that. You know, I've heard roads referred to as an old cow path.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what they meant.
Winding. That's the reason some roads are so winding, because they followed cow paths.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Really.
I've heard the term, you know, but you don't stop to think about where it came from. At least I don't. I'm in the city, and I'm hopeless sometimes. When I interview these farmers, sometimes they get very amused at the things I ask them. Very naive.
Well, they tell me that Capitol Street, the reason it's so crooked is because it was a cow path.
Oh, really? The dog kept following the man barking, so he finally picked up a rock.